A couple of years ago, we published a study on the relative impact of automation or technology change and trade on manufacturing job losses, finding that it was mostly automation. About between 8 and 9 out of every 10 jobs in manufacturing that were lost between 2000 and 2010 were lost to automation. And that study got a lot of attention because of the political cycle that occurred after we published it, sort of a serendipitous for us. But what we really wanted to do here was to try to understand better what was happening in terms of automation and trade, where those job losses may occur geographically and across income, across educational attainment, and then to see how they linked to urbanization, the movement of households to cities, and then try to provide some either warning to rural places or small towns or to, you know, people with master's degree in technology, whatever the results were. And that's our goal in this, is to better understand this, what is driving a lot of the political discussion today.
I understand that in going through all of this, the team and in the report put out, I guess, some very specific counties in Indiana. As you mentioned, some of them are rural, small counties in particular, that probably need to be rethinking economic development, in particular because of the automation and the offshoring threats as well, too. Tell us about how the impact is here in Indiana.
Well, you know, as a large manufacturing state, Indiana is at a little bit more risk of loss to automation, although many of Indiana's manufacturing workplaces are very heavily automated today, and for trade, but both because you can't really export a massage, which is a service, but you can export the manufacture of a hip joint. And we're a very large agricultural state, as is true throughout the Midwest, and we are a very large exporter of manufactured goods. So those two areas tend to be at risk. And if you just look at the sort of counties that are at big risk in Indiana, out of 3,100-odd U.S. counties, LaGrange County, Indiana, Switzerland County, Indiana, Blackford County, are all three at very high risk of automation losses. And LaGrange also for offshore ability, but also Elkhart County and Hamilton County and DeKalb County, all for offshore ability. And so, being a small, medium-sized state, to have more than a half dozen counties out of the top 50 in terms of job losses across both of these activities is very worrisome, I think.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Northwest Indiana counties are not necessarily included in that, although I'm sure that there probably are some risks there, in particular for automation, I would think here. Any reason why it just seemed to turn out that way, at least in this report?
Yeah, no, it appeared to be random at first. You can look at the map, and what we found was there's a very strong clustering of both offshore ability and automation. So if you're in a county that has a high risk of job losses, say half your jobs are at risk of being lost due to automation, you're typically surrounded by four or five counties that are exactly like you. And so it's really the industrial structure, the distribution of occupations across regions that make it at great risk for automation. For trade, it is a little bit more different. You know, automation's taking, as we'll talk about, some particular types of jobs and some particular types of educational levels. Offshore ability hits across all levels of income, aggress all levels of education. And so you also see, you know, places like Hamilton County, which you would think, you know, Fishers, Noblesville, Carmel is probably not very susceptible to this, is also a place where there are a number of jobs that could be outsourced. And these are in, you know, things like call center jobs and back office financial services, people doing software production, which could be done as simply and easily and a lot less expensively in, say, Bangalore, India, or Beijing.
What does this study that's been put together, by the way, not only by the CBER, but also in cooperation with the Rural Policy Institute Center for State Policy, what does this report bode for what counties, if they are not already doing it, but they should be doing it to better prepare for these threats, if not already happening for them, of offshoring jobs as well as the automation problems?
Well, I mean, the big worry that we have, in addition to the fact that it's geographic, is that it looks like, in particular, automation is going to clobber households at the lower levels of income. So if you look at our study on Ball State's website, the highest 10% of occupations that could be automated are earning about $36,000 a year. These are high school graduate jobs. The lowest 10% are earning about $84,000 a year. So we see both geography affecting where job losses are and also income and educational attainment. And so that led us to some policy recommendations for state and local levels. The first one is, you know, seriously rethink the way we're doing economic development. I mean, much of the resources and all the rhetoric right now are targeting, you know, trying to lure jobs from somewhere else when those, even if you get them, those jobs that can be moved from place to place are unlikely to remain here in Indiana once we've spent, you know, tens of millions of dollars on them. And then secondly, your listeners will probably understand is, you know, to ensure education is general enough that men and women after high school can be retooled at several times over the course of their life or adapt to the new technological change that's an inherent part of living in the 21st century.
Well, it sounds like in some of these points I know we have brought up in past conversations as well as what you've just mentioned here. So that one, of course, in very seriously rethinking a county's or a community's economic development efforts here to try to get companies in that that will be able to, I suppose, better withstand these forces, these threats upon them.
Right. And you know, a place that it wishes to survive normal economic turbulence, I'm not talking about a great recession, I'm talking about the natural ebb and flow of commerce, has to be more resilient. And we labeled this study about vulnerable people and places as, you know, the better educated a region is, the more labor that it has applied to jobs that are consumed locally, the more likely it's going to survive economic turbulence. But some of the things that benefit your listening area, urbanization. Urban places tend to be more resilient, far less vulnerable than smaller towns in rural places. And that's why none of the, you know, Chicago MSA counties made it onto either list. One Indianapolis county made it onto the offshoring list. But, you know, candidly, even if there were to be a big offshoring move in some of those occupations, many of those people are sufficiently well-educated to move to another occupation. So they're more resilient, and I think that's really got to be what we're looking for in economic development policy for the rest of the century.